everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and all the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in the upcoming film, The Flash?
It happened.
Right.
Well, a trailer happened.
Yeah, it hasn't happened. True. Good point.
And also, yeah, 1 week late. Yeah, we know. We were talking about 65 last week. Yeah, Leave us alone.
It was a great up. Okay, everyone agrees.
The Flash trailer dropped during the Super Bowl.
Yes. Mm.
And it took me by surprise because there's a lot going on in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also surprising. Pretty excited.
It looks good.
I think it looks really... I also think it doesn't look awful. And I think what...
Not what I said, but all right.
I think it also looks coherent. And
yeah.
I think that's the most appealing part of it for me.
Well, let's just straight off the bat start. If this ends up being the best received DC film since Wonder Woman, that would be so funny. Because if you are making a movie... Because in theory, this movie can't have sequels if it ends in the way that... seems like it's going to end.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. They could change it, but once the movie's out, they can't.
Mm-hmm.
So if critics come out and they're like, this is good, it's exciting, it's what superhero movies used to be, or it's exciting, it's fun, it's dumb.
It's quick, it's...
But there's a lot of stuff. It's not, like, it's a cameo fuckfest, but it's explained in universe. It's not just... Similar to how, like... Infinity War and Endgame, you're not like, oh my god,
why am I
seeing
Captain America? Yeah,
you're like, it makes sense because a universe ending threat. Where with this, it's like time travel, multiverse stuff, blah, 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 but it makes sense for the character motivations. If this tied everything nicely and critics come out and they're like, this is really good and it makes $1 billion, James Gunn will be so upset.
Yeah, but the thing is that, like, the reason why we're like, oh my god, we're surprised that it looks coherent, is because of what's come beforehand.
Yes, well, absolutely.
So and it's just... also that The Flash has been in production for 10 years.
That's true. Wow. They've had a lot of time.
And look, it is possible to overcook things.
It would be truly perfect, and it would be the absolute cherry on top of this entire production if the movie is well received, but there's nothing they could do about it. Like, that would be the absolute. Like, that's such a climax.
Like, it looks like there's bits that are going to tie into the beat, like, to some of the stuff that made no sense in BVS.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like this was going to be, initially this was the film that was going to make some of those things make sense.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what bits?
The bit where Batman has a dream about the Flash.
Oh, I forgot he had
like,
a dream
I'm
about
too
the Flash.
Early.
Yeah, that's right. No, yeah.
And you're like, excuse me? And then he wakes up within the dream or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a dream in a dream. Rules. I love
Hell
that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, BVS.
Fuck. I need to watch BVS again.
It's a good idea. I stole your Blu-ray copy. You're not getting it back.
Yeah.
It was poorly looked after. The case is all broken.
I used it too many times.
Yeah.
I don't even remember buying that, but okay.
And also, by steal, I meant, hey, you're moving. Can I have this? You said, yeah.
And now here we are. The movie looks... it doesn't look bad.
The plot... In the trailer, I mean, superhero trailers lie all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The plot that I got from this film, The Flash, obviously working on his speedster stuff, has figured out a way where he can travel through time. He tells Batman his idea. Batman's like, brother, you could fuck up so much shit.
I wouldn't.
look.
But
if I was
so quick,
you, I wouldn't. But I'm not. So
yeah, do what you want.
I reckon that they'll probably do a tease to the Robin thing again, being like, oh, I've had a lot of fucked up things happen in my past.
I would love to change
them.
Some stuff, but too bad.
Yeah, shit out of luck.
We
gotta
looking forward, not back. That's what makes us who we are.
Yeah,
kind of almost like
change the future, leave the past alone.
You know, do what you can to make for a better now, but
beat the shit out of criminals in Gotham.
Brand them. That's my kink.
What? I'm getting off on it.
Then Flash decides,
you know,
travels through multiverses, finds the one multiverse where his mom lives. Meets a younger version of the Flash, and because his mom lives, the Flash hasn't got Flash powers.
Yes.
Then it also turns out that this is a universe where metahumans don't exist, except for the Flash.
Yes.
But the Flash is from a different timeline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does that mean in this particular one where he mum live, is that where Batman is? Batman?
That's where
because Michael Keaton.
Yeah, he's not a metahuman.
He got money.
Yeah.
So Rich Michael boy. Keaton's Batman's there. It's also the one where, I don't know where I heard this or if it's true,
mm-hmm.
but it's one where Clark is kidnapped, like taken straight mm-hmm. away. Because again, he's not a metahuman, he's alien.
Yeah.
And is dead? Or maybe if they are going to have a Henry Cavill cameo, but if I was them, I would have cut the
Well, I don't think they are because,
it.
So it's based on Flashpoint.
Yeah,
right?
Isn't this
it's Clara.
Clara?
So in Flashpoint, what happens?
No, because Clara's in the main universe too, we just never saw her.
Yeah, but in Flashpoint, what you're talking about happens, where Clark lands and is immediately taken by the government, and he's kept away from the sun.
Yeah.
And he becomes...
Which is what they're doing to Clara in the trailer. Yeah. You see that. How she's, like, sick and on a rock.
So I assume they won't have a Henry Cavill cameo there if what Henry Cavill would be doing in this universe is taken by Clara.
Yeah.
So I assume Henry Cavill's just not in this movie. Or if he is, it'll be, like, a brief reference... You know, before the time shenanigans start happening.
Who's Clara carrying when she flies to the sun? Because if it's someone that needs sun...
That would be crazy if both her and... I mean, maybe they'll do that. Maybe it'll be like Superman, our skinny boy, fucked up super people.
Or he's dead at this point and they're trying to bring him back to life. Cameo, but he's dead. Hey, they've done it before. Zod's dead in BVS and he gets a cameo in that.
It's DC's, sort of signature
anyway.
Move.
She's bringing the body of Zod back up to be like, nah, maybe...
Maybe it's good if he gets hot.
Yeah.
Anyway, so back to the plot of the film.
Mm-hmm.
No metahumans. Clara's been kidnapped, so the Superman has never been a Superman.
Mm-hmm.
But Zod still comes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And brother, does he fuck up Earth shit? And the Flash now needs to stop Zod.
So
and
Zod...
it seems like the part of the Flash's power plans to stop Zod is to give this universe's not Flash Flash powers, which we also see in the trailer because of electricity going through him.
Yeah.
And then I guess the two Flashes beat the shit out of Zod. That's the plan. But also Batman's there.
And so is Supergirl.
Clara, and I guess they also realized about Clara, they rescue her, and she comes too.
Well, they're probably like, the only way to... How did Zod... you had Zod in your timeline?
Yeah.
How did you defeat her? Superman.
A guy called Clark, because they also say Clark in the trailer.
Did you say Clara?
No.
Who's Clara? I don't know. Just a name I thought of.
So Zod come to Earth in Superman, because Superman in Earth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, he does. He
goes like, I got
to... No, the jail ship crashes on Earth because he survives.
Now, isn't it when Superman come out, when they act, when Lois Lane activates the jail ship or the ship that was crashed in the ice?
Yeah.
That sends off a signal or
maybe.
Some shit? And lets them out of the quantum realm, except it's not called that.
It's a Phantom Zone.
Phantom Zone.
But they're actually just in a prison ship.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're not in the Phantom Zone.
They got out of the Phantom Zone.
They got out of the... No, I thought...
Phantom Zone was from the Dawn of Superman.
No, there's Phantom Zone in this. And they describe the Phantom Zone as like... It's like a prison that you're in forever.
Maybe.
And you just psych... It's not like a zone. It's like a
the Phantom
jail.
Zone, i.e. that ship we called the Phantom Zone.
Well, it's like...
I dubbed this ship the SS Phantom Zone.
I went to type Man of Steel to remember Man of Steel, but typed Nan of Steel.
That's like a way better movie. From memory, the Phantom Zone, basically they put you in like a capsule. It's awesome if this is not true because then I've just made this whole cloth. They put you in a capsule and then like a minute feels like 100 years or something while you're in a capsule.
Zod and his crew escape from the Phantom Zone, points to Jackson, where they were imprisoned for treason for their actions against Krypton. That's fine.
Treason.
They travel to Earth to turn it into a new Krypton, but why?
Correct. Maybe they just... Maybe it's just because
I was
Earth's
yeah.
a good choice.
When I remember watching that, I'm like, go to Mars.
Yeah, you can have Mars.
Got,
we're not doing shit with it, dude.
Because it's not like they want to like just take
it's
it over
Earth
wholesale
for the sake of Earth. But I can't remember
because
why,
it's like, but we've got to terraform Earth anyway.
Yeah,
but it's just do
what
Mars.
Does Zod say on the TV?
People of the Earth.
Kneel to Zod.
Yeah, but
kneel
before
me, son of Jor-El.
Yeah, he's talking about Superman. So I think he knows Superman's here. But I think it was the ship getting activated which gave them the knowledge. Anyway.
Which is probably the Flash will probably be the one to do that in this.
Well, that makes sense. If the Flash knows the location of the ship from his timeline, he's like, we need Superman because Zod's coming.
Yeah.
I'll go there. He goes there, activates it. Superman's dead or some shit. I don't know. And then he's like, I've just called Zod down, but...
Oh, no.
We don't have anything to fight Zod with.
Imagine
we
got also Batman. Put Doomsday in this. They kill Zod and then he gets brought back as Doomsday straight away.
What about
Lex is around.
Oh, yeah, Lex is
around. Oh, please. Fuck. No, they'll use this as an opportunity to recast
Lex. Yeah, they will, which is so tragic. Because I love Jesse Eisenberg's Lex.
Oh, I'm Lex. Oh,
he kept putting, Jolly Ranchers in old man's mouths. I ruled.
That was so good, dude. I love that they were like, right, so in the comics, Lex's whole deal is that he sees Superman as like, kind of like, humanity.
How dare you come here and say you're the best of us when you're not even
Not even part of us. But
no matter how good I get, I'll never be as like a fraction of you. That's fucked up.
But then in the DCEU, they were like, he thinks Superman's the devil, because he's like, the angels are coming, the devils are coming from the sky or whatever.
When we rewatch Man of Steel, I'm not looking forward to it, and BVS, very excited.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Because obviously in the lead up to The Flash, I gotta figure out what's going on.
It was basically like...
I've never seen Aquaman. Okay. See, in many ways, the DCU is my MCU to you.
Oh, I see.
I got some holes.
Yeah. So it was like, you can't be complete, like, is it omnipotent and, like, you can't be all-seeing and all-powerful and...
Yeah, all-knowing.
All-knowing and do good or something?
Yeah, I don't know what he was saying. It was...
Because basically it's like, well, if you're all-knowing and all-good and shit, how come bad things still happen? Smart man.
Why is your dad dead
from Hurricane?
If you're
so goddamn clever, why do I feel so shit? Answer me that.
Riddle me this, Superman. Why am I sad?
Yeah. Riddle me that, Superman. If you're so clever and all-powerful, why do I cry at night?
Why am I depressed? That doesn't seem like it's going to... to do with me, Lex.
Fucking, this reminds me, because that's very similar to a speech of like, hey, Superman, if you're so clever, why are we fighting the 100-minute or 100-year war on Krypton?
My husband's cancer.
Yeah.
Anyway, recently James Gunn tweeted that he will not be adapting Superman Grounded anytime soon, and it felt like a personal attack on me.
Felt like he's a big,
attack on me directly.
Big baseless head, and he was, calling you out.
Hey, James Gunn, I'm calling you out. Make a good fucking movie, hey? Hey? Anyway, I hope Flash is so good at Wrecks Your Universe, James Gunn.
That would be so funny.
It doesn't feel nice when people say rude things about you, does it, James Gunn?
Doesn't feel nice when people crush your hopes and dreams, does it, James?
Do you think they've given themselves an out just in case this movie does really well?
I think they've given themselves an out in a way where they can probably have elements of it, but I think that this will just be... It will be... a way where I reckon it will be goodbye to all of the Snyder elements except Flash.
Mm-hmm.
They really probably don't want Ezra involved.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are still a menace.
Oh, yeah.
They
absolutely
are correct. However, they currently, as of recording, they're in rehab, right?
Okay.
Rehab, yeah.
And Hollywood union, acting unions have very, very, like, you cannot fire a working actor who's under contract if they are in rehab. Same thing happened when Ben Affleck went to rehab and he was still cast as Batman. Has this happened to the DCU twice?
In like 5 years.
Either let him go, / he couldn't kind of do anything. They couldn't make any moves.
So you can't void the contract if someone's bettering themselves, basically.
Basically, yeah. Because again, they are doing everything they can to go...
To put themselves in a position where
you can't... The unions are very strong, and so they can't make any announcements. They might be able to do some like behind the scenes. I don't know if it means that they can say, I don't know if they can't even start making plays. I don't know, but they just cannot fire Ezra while they are in rehab.
That's so
while they are under contract for a multi-deal, like a multi-movie franchise.
Well,
basically,
it's wild that Ezra, one of the big fines, I think all of the assault charges resulted in a very small fine.
Yeah.
But I think they still are in, like, under fire for other things.
Yeah.
Mm. So I don't know what'll happen there.
Hollywood
is fucking crazy when it comes to, like, stuff that there's rules about. You know, you can't, if you are an actor in the film and the director gets fired, you're not allowed to step up and direct the film.
Oh, really?
Really?
It's a Clint Eastwood rule.
Okay.
The Eastwood law, I think. Because
Norton did that as well for American History X. There was a whole big thing.
Yeah,
about
but
is
his name on as listed as director?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Clint Eastwood did it, where he had a director that he hated, fired the director because he was a producer, and then he directed it, and then he just took over the name, but the movie was like X percent done.
Yeah, okay.
So he didn't even really direct shit, but then he got paid more because he was a director. So you're not allowed to do that. There's a rule against it. It's why when Fast X, like Justin Lin stepped away from Fast X, Vin Diesel wasn't able to direct the film, even though he very obviously wanted to.
Oh, dude, that would have been tragic for Vinny D. Yeah. He would have been cut, man.
La Familia.
Yeah, dude.
Who ended up directing?
Fast X. Yeah. It's not out yet, but it is... That's a really good question.
Okay. Yeah.
A really good question. I should be able to find out real quickly. All fast enough that we don't need to have a segue to get away from this.
Not at all. However...
Lewis... Letaria. Oh, that's right. It's the director of fucking, is it Now You See Me?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That is familiar. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Awesome.
No, actually, the Incredible Hulk film.
Oh, okay.
Executive producer of Now You See Me 2. Okay. Directed the first Now You See Me and Clash of the Titans.
Okay. An interesting choice, but I'm on board.
Yeah, well, Vin's directing secretly.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, this guy will make a decision and Vin will be like, that's not how it happened.
Vinny just needed a name.
That isn't how it happened in my real life.
It's fine.
These movies happen to Vin Diesel in real life.
Yeah, I know.
That's why... He's allowed to be so precious about it.
I think maybe the best thing they could do is, in a way of like how Green Lantern, like the Hal Jordan Green Lantern in the comics end up becoming, is it Spectre? Or a universe entity.
So they could.
Is like you kind of make this Flash a universe entity where they just become like the thing made of stars holding the universe in their hands.
If Flash
and
gets
that
absorbed
kind of thing,
by the Speed Force or whatever.
Yeah, and it's like that Flash is the Speed Force. And then when we get either a Barry Allen or a different Allen in the Gunverse.
Is that another one of them? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a different, a bunch of different.
Wally West.
Wally West.
Like a different like speedsters. Yeah. It'll just be like, oh, we're getting the Speed Force. And then that'll be all that we like wink. We'll know that maybe it's coming from the Flash. Doesn't really matter.
We're never going to see it.
I think that might be the best way to just kind of like, oh, we're running it all out. Don't worry about it. We're basically like, if they make an out for them for this film, that would be a stupid move.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because again, it's unlike what the Flash wants to do. They want to Batman this. You can change the future, not the past.
Well, I mean, is by having the Flash travel through time and establishing that there are multiple different Flashes in multiple different dimensions, isn't that kind of like an out already?
No, that's true. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
if this movie does really well.
I mean, Gunn's already said that. Like, they'll use that as an explanation for Elseworld. Because from this point onwards, it's going to be movies that are not. I mean, we've already seen it with the Batman and Joker. But there's going to be Elseworld stories that aren't part of the connected DCU. Mm. So it'll just be like, this is a different fucking thing.
Yeah, this is just an
Harley Quinn and Arthur Fleck, aka the Joker, are old when they meet in this movie.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
No Batman. Batman is like a young boy.
Don't stress.
Don't stress. In this universe, who cares?
Come on now.
Follow your doy.
This is James
Whatever. In this universe, Batman, he vampire. He's fine.
Doy.
It's good, even.
It's a good catchphrase. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do we think, because we were talking about this while we were watching the trailer, there's rumor that George Clooney is going to be in this movie.
Yeah.
Or George Clooney's Batman.
Is this basically just the cameo fuckfest rumors that Multiverse of Madness has, but now it's
Tom Cruise is Iron Man, baby.
Hell yeah, baby.
It's a lock.
I have read that. Some people think that this is them trying to do a No Way Home, where they're like, is it iconic enough that we can, this event or whatever, you know, the first Man of Steel movie, the only Man of Steel movie, is it iconic enough that we, you know, calling back to it or whatever is going to excite the fans? No. Not really.
Well, again, people.
But stuff
seem
like Michael
like...
Keaton's Batman, I think, is.
Well, it's that kind of thing where it's like, you know, that thing you hated when it came out?
Yeah.
Well, looking back, maybe it was good and you loved it. And, like, you know, we're seeing it again. Like, you know, like the Hobbit, like, trilogy. Everyone's like, this dog shit. But people are like, nah, maybe good.
No, maybe
like,
it was
no,
right.
It wasn't.
No.
Same with, like, the prequel. Same with, like, a lot of things. And, like, you know, time for some reason. I guess rose-tinted glasses. Yeah, yeah. Everyone's like, nah, I loved it. I loved that Spider-Man.
And also, I think you have, like, I don't know if this is necessarily true, but it feels like with the DCEU, it's a downward trend. You know what I mean? Every subsequent movie is kind of not as good as the previous one. Do we think that's the case? Or is it maybe a bit choppier with the DCU? Certainly true with Marvel, but yeah. I don't know with the DCU if that's the case.
Well, I would say that with the DCU, it was kind of stinkers until BVS, which was a stinker, but I like the smell.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's a bold and very, very beautiful image of painted. Huffing shit and being like, this is good.
This is a good one.
I hope this doesn't awaken something. Oh, it did.
Damn.
Maybe it's for me. No, everything else is still bad. It was just that one.
Only for this shit. Mm. Because I just wonder if, like, you know, you hark back to Man of Steel. Maybe it's that you hark back to Man of Steel and we're like, oh, that was before I was sick of these movies. You know what I mean? Like, you're not harking back to what the experience
before
of
watching. Before I was sick of these movies, the first one.
Yeah, well, Man of Steel was exciting. When Man of Steel was announced, we were like,
it was produced or executive produced by Nolan.
Yeah.
There was, you know, again, those
early... They wanted Nolan to direct. He said, absolutely not.
Yeah, there was rumors that it was going to connect to the Bale universe.
The original trailers for it were very exciting. They were very evocative.
I mean, it was a classic trick that now that everyone's learned from. It's if you just read dialogue from the comic book and play it over music,
people
will love it. Yeah. And we did.
Yeah.
So if you hark back to that, people are like, yeah, maybe Man of Steel, maybe it is exciting to see Zod again, when it's not really.
I'm shocked they got Michael Shannon back, to be honest.
What's Michael Shannon got going on at the moment?
Well, not much, but I don't think he gave a shit at all about that film.
No, he didn't, but also,
and
like...
maybe he doesn't give a shit about this. He's a working actor.
Yeah, he's a working man.
God, Michael Shannon's
a working man.
I have so much respect for that man.
Oh, Michael Shannon has been in some truly deranged movies, and have you seen Bug?
No.
Love Bog.
Okay.
Michael Shannon.
I loved him in Shape of Water.
That
guy fucked up. Yeah, his fingers all getting gangrene.
He is great at playing like a lunatic from the 30s.
You should watch Bug because he's a lunatic from the mid 2000s who thinks that bugs have been put in his body.
Whoa, that's awesome.
That's the perfect role for him.
That's really a great move for Michael Shannon. Yeah,
there's a scene where he pulls out one of his teeth
because
he's like, oh, that's where the bugs are.
Now, is there a trivia behind the scene thing where it was like they were going to use prosthetics, but then Michael Shannon was like, what if I did my own tooth?
He just did that?
I hate this tooth anyway, so this works out for me. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like,
everyone filmed with mouths agape.
He was in 5 movies in 2022. I think he's just like, whatever, I'll do whatever.
No, yeah, fair enough. It's a good, like, because I remember reading interviews with him and he just, like, could not give a shit.
That's awesome.
I think that's a problem with superhero movies if you're a working actor. Where with a normal actor interviewed, it's like, hey, what was it like making this movie?
Yeah.
Like, pretty good. It was good to work alongside these two co-stars.
Mm-hmm.
I think the movie's very dramatic or funny or romantic or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But you're doing a superhero movie, it's like, do you fuck the comic books?
Yeah, exactly. Because
if you don't fuck the comic books...
I can't take you serious.
Remember, it used to be like a quite common like promotional image to have the actor playing the main superhero reading a comic? Like, of the superhero? Like, I think Brie Larson did that with Captain Marvel. And there's a couple of other ones as well.
Doctor Strange did it.
Yeah, that's true. Where like, somehow it's meant to excite us to be like, wow, even though this actor is just, like, reading a script, like, they're not part of the creative team here. The fact that they know the comic will make their performance better. Damn. When that's clearly not true because, like, the amount of times you'll have an actor who's like, I don't give a fuck about this movie, and then they give a great performance, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I don't give a fuck about this comic's character.
Yeah.
And then
I do what the director tells me to do, and I read the script, and, like, I put this into it.
Yeah, Michael Shannon is a pretty good example. He wasn't a bad Zod, you know what I mean? And I don't think if Michael Shannon was like, I've loved Zod ever since I was a little kid.
I've always dreamed of playing Zod.
I don't think that would make his performance better. I think that's an insane thing to believe.
Yeah. Well, The Rock was
so good at the role that in your mind they've blended together.
Yeah, when Black Adam came out and said, I've loved Black Adam since day one.
Yeah.
Even though it was a very, very, very easy trail to be like, no, you didn't. You just wanted to fight Superman this whole time.
God, that's awesome. We don't give him enough credit for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Why didn't he vie for, I guess, Zod? But I guess he doesn't want to be the villain, huh?
Yeah.
He wants to be a good guy. He wants to be an anti-hero that Superman misunderstands, fights, loses to, joins forces with due to
Has that
respect.
In the history of comics
ever happened?
Ever happened.
Batman.
Yeah.
Why doesn't...
It happens in BVS.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
Where do you reckon this Rock got this little bee in his bonnet? Like, what happened?
Why doesn't Rock either try
it would have to be from years of wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how him being like, I want to fight the most popular wrestler.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I want to win. Yeah, yeah. I want to be the people's champion.
I guess, yeah, he sees people are loving superhero movies.
He'd be
like,
a great Lex.
He would be an awesome, he's already bald.
Yeah.
He would be a fucked up Lex.
Yeah.
He's too big.
He's yeah. So muscular. Like the Lex from All-Star Superman where you see him just working out constantly.
Yes.
That, and
oh
you're like,
God.
Fuck, that's a good Lex.
Well, but maybe like, we'll get an All-Star Superman movie in the future now.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
They'll do it because it ends with the, spoilers, death of Superman, so
kind of. He lives in the sun.
He goes in the sun to become Mega Superman,
yeah. It's like, why doesn't, like, why didn't either Dwayne be like, all right, I'm going to either go and vie for either Lex, but they don't want to be a villain. Vie for, like, give me Superman.
Yeah, I know.
Or, hey, I have, like original, like, OC.
Yeah. Oh.
Do not steal. But anyway.
That would be a crazy point.
It's
wow.
Superman.
I never even, so like, you know, like comic book movies are starting to trend the way comic books are, where it's just a confusing, convoluted mess. Do you reckon we'll ever reach a point where they're like, this is a brand new character that we're making for the movie, but just to put in the MCU?
Well,
like the way they've announced a new comic book character?
No. Nah. I don't see that happening.
Movies have
I
know this is a wild comparison, but Warner Brothers recently did that with Mortal Kombat. The main character of the Mortal Kombat movie is not a character from Mortal Kombat.
Like if they made an X-Men movie where the main character was a new X-Men.
Well, I was going to say they did. So they sort of did this with Deadpool 2.
Oh yeah,
or was it one with teenage
the kid
Negasonic Warhead?
Oh right, no, yes, yes.
That's two.
That's two. Yeah,
Like that. She's in the comics,
they
but
took her
not
name and
that.
Just made
and
it.
They
yeah.
grabbed the name. So that I think we're going to see, that we've already seen many times before where they're just grabbing the name and then just
doing their own thing. Well, that's what they do with the movies.
Yeah.
And so I think they could just get an obscure name to be like, oh, that is in the comics. But I don't think they're going to do a completely like,
I don't know.
OC,
do not steal. I think not now because I think there's the trend, it's going down.
Yeah.
But I think if it had continued going up,
we would get,
I think that would be the next trick, to be honest.
Well, then again, like Harley Quinn, like she appeared in the animated series first. You had stuff like X-23, Laura, the new Wolverine.
The TV show, the cartoon.
Cartoon. Yeah. And you had other people that haven't quite, in X-Men at least, didn't make the jump back. So you had like, I think it was Spike and someone else, didn't quite make the jump from like the animated series into the comics. So you definitely have seen that
I think it could have happened if we continued to love superhero movies. But I think with the trend currently, I don't think it'll happen.
I think it would have been easier for like, mutants like X-Men because there is just a varied amount of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Hope they're bringing a new Fantastic Four member.
Yeah. Are they going to get rid of an old one?
Yeah, because it's going to be Fantastic
Four. Who's gone?
Johnny Storm.
Okay, he is the most boring.
Yeah, no, I mean, Mr. Fantastic is the most boring.
What are you talking about? He can stretch.
I forgot I've spoken to you about this before. It's the worst superpower, but you think it's the most awesome.
Well, it's funny.
It is funny.
You know, and it's unique.
The most boring one's Invisible Woman.
You never
woman.
See anyone with that power is like Plastic Man,
Ms.
Elongated Man.
Ms. Marvel doesn't even stretch. Not in the show.
Yeah.
If she stretched in the show, then you could boot Ms. Fantastic.
Skrulls, Super Skrull, he stretches.
Yeah, but he's stretching because of Mr. Fantastic, And Plastic Man rules.
What about the Elongated Man?
I don't know him so well.
Okay.
Sounds all right, though. Sounds like we'd get along.
Plastic Man at least has fun with it. He becomes like a hammer and shit.
Yeah.
Is that why stretching is appealing? Because you can turn into shit?
I think it's a cool element of it. But why do you not think it's cool?
It just sucks.
It does
because
it looks silly.
And like
you become a putty man.
Yeah.
So you
stretch Armstrong?
Stretch Armstrong? So you're telling me you'd rather what? Shoot beams? You'd be a beam guy?
That's no, because no one that's a beam guy is just a
beam
guy.
Be a strong guy?
It's better.
Is it?
Something to do.
Come on now.
Sucks to be strong. I can be strong and stretchy. You can, Mr. Fantastic's strong, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's stretchy and he uses it to like move shit, I guess.
Like move my pecs down to my fists or whatever.
Well, I don't think he has many muscles, right?
There we go. Suck yourself off. Yeah, we know. We know where you're going.
That's just that's like the gravy. That's just gravy.
Because I guess you could just you could rearrange everything.
The
right?
fact that I could eat my own asshole, like, is
but you
just
could
like
just have your asshole on your tongue, right?
That seems less appealing.
You gotta feel the cheeks on either side of your face.
Yeah, well,
cheeks on cheeks.
Yeah, that's the vibe. Putting an asshole on like the roof of my mouth.
Because if he's a stretchy person, like he could like move himself inside out, and I guess if what you're suggesting is rearranging himself.
Yes.
At any point. Because again, you just like you pull a little bit of like stretchiness from your knee, and then you shape it so it's a hand. And I guess because you have that, like, movability that you can become a hand, then you just, like, retract in your hand, and you have a hand coming out your knee.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
But you can
awesome.
Do that for everything. So you could just move your
hands.
Face wherever you want. Yeah, why doesn't he make himself all hands?
I don't know, dude. Dusha hates it, apparently.
Yeah. He doesn't do enough with his powers.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
He does that Plastic annoying dance in the movie where he's stretchy.
He becomes a ball and bounces.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Sometimes he becomes a parachute. That's cool, too.
Yeah.
If he could fly, he wouldn't need to.
Is he?
Well, yeah.
Anyway, he's out and fucking Sally Field is in. That's my new superhero taking my name from the actress.
Yeah.
What are the powers?
Is it just they kind of sometimes...
Beams and strong!
Okay. Okay. They can't just become Sally Field?
No. That would be silly.
Is that a strong beam?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's a strong beam 4 now.
I love the strong beam 4. You've made them so cool.
I would not be shocked if we get a Mr. Fantastic that shoots beams.
Probably with like
because we've seen...
Mm. Yeah. They're going to keep him stretchy. Yeah. The amount of, like, look, the backlash that Ms. Marvel got for not
having
being stretchy.
Hands or whatever.
To, like, and then you have Reed and he ain't stretchy. Mm. Nah, I'll be
People
riots.
Want the stretch, dude.
What, people
reckon,
want that
I'm
stretch.
Trying to think of, like, what superheroes could easily just shoot beams from the hand. Johnny Storm?
Storm probably will get beams.
He does shoot beams.
He'll get fire beams.
Fire beams.
Invisible Woman probably get beams, too.
Well, yeah, she often does shoot invisible beams from her hand.
The thing shoots
He shoots rock beams.
Does he?
No.
Oh. That would have been cool. That's the only place beams would be cool. If they're rock.
Anyway, going back to The Rock, what I was going to say is he should petition to become... This is your new petition, Dwayne.
Okay.
Hit Twitter, win everyone back, be like, I'm going to play Superman in Superman Red Son.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mm. I can see that. The Rock in a Superman Elseworlds, whatever. Give
and
it
also,
to him. Shut up.
Have a think about Dwayne The Rock Johnson doing a Russian accent.
Oh.
That's fucked up and awesome.
That is good. That's really
That's
good.
That's good. I like it. I'm a big fan. Yes. Yes.
Do we think in this movie, how many dimensions are we going to visit?
Three.
Mm. Three? You reckon three?
Mm-hmm.
What dimensions?
There'll be the dimension where... It'll be another dimension with Mom Death.
Uh-huh.
So Barry will see his mom die again.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then... And that will result in Evil Flash.
Which yeah, that's right. There is a Dark Flash.
But
coming,
it also could be
to the, toy.
The second...
Is it Evil Flash or Reverse Flash?
It's called Dark Flash.
Oh. So, I don't know.
And it looks like Flash got shot with a beam that turns you into rocks.
Kind of looks like if...
the rock beam.
What's
exists.
The name of the guy, the bad guy from Man of... No, from
Doomsday.
BVS? He kind of looks like Doomsday Flash.
Okay.
Maybe he will be.
Or is this like, well, we didn't have a Zod to resurrect, but we had a dead Barry Allen.
Maybe. I mean, genuinely, he looks heaps like Doomsday to me, so...
Yeah, he's got big spiky things.
Yeah, but it might have been like a military thing of like, we tried to resurrect the Flash, shit.
He's become a Doomsday Flash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're calling him Dark Flash. Okay, weird. Well, surely you'll have the Michael Keaton dimension.
Yeah, which will be the... powerless Flash, alive mom dimension.
You're probably going to have Apocalypse dimension, right? Like what? The one that from BVS where he come into his dream.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Like the future?
The future.
No,
that's
a Snyder thing. I don't think they'll do it.
Yeah, okay. I
Nightmare, but with
Nightmare.
A K.
Yeah. Okay, no worries.
I reckon they might, though.
I think there's going to be more dimensions than you think.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot. Like, I reckon there might be even like almost a montage-y thing of like... would it be okay for Barry Allen to watch, I guess, a lot of mum death across the
maximum because, mum death?
Because, like, again, he goes to one universe and she's dead, another universe and she's dead, another universe and she's dead.
Yeah.
And another, she's alive.
Well, you might
like,
be right.
I think it might just be, like, you know,
I think
Barry
way,
Allen running
the reason
through.
I think it's going to be three is because I think what we're going to think is happening at first, even though we've seen the trailers, so we know this is actually the case. We're going to think that Flash is actually traveling back in time.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that he will travel back in time, try and stop Mom Death the first time, fail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we'll try it again and succeed, and then he'll be like, it's multiple dimensions. You're in a dimension now, not in time.
Yeah.
And then that Dark Flash that Barry creates will come looking for him.
Okay. The classic Flash climax is like running through the Speed Force and being chased by
another Flash.
Is that called? Because there is a character in the comics who's like Death, but for speedsters, and he chases you through the Speed Force if you're dying, and he's like a like death if death was fast.
Is that the Batman that gets Flash powers?
No. He's another guy. I forget his name, but he is like a skeleton Flash. And he, and there's like, I don't know, like, oh, we got to outrun death. Can you be faster than death? And death is a guy who's also fast.
Yeah, that's
so. Yeah, maybe that's kind of the function that Dark Flash will have. It's like, you know, he's doing so much jumping through the Speed Force, he starts to see this Spectre or whatever, and it's like, who's that? There's Dark Flash. He'll kill you if you keep doing it.
I think this is Black Flash.
Yeah.
Whose occupation is the personification of death.
Yeah, that'll be the guy.
Okay.
Does he look like a skeleton Flash?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. It's funny because, yeah.
he's got a job.
He's a working man.
It was created by Grant Morrison, Mark Millar, and Ron Wagner.
Mark Millar made a bad Flash. No.
Yeah. What?
With Grant Morrison?
What? Ridiculous. So I think there's gonna because in the beginning in the trailer he's like, some things in time it's hard to, you know, it's destiny, you can't stop them, i.e. my mom dying.
Yeah. Mm.
So I think there might be a couple of, I don't know how much maximum mom death we're gonna get. Mm. But I think there might be a
played for laughs montage.
Just like a lot of slipping.
Mom keeps dying in different ways.
Falls in a wood chip. Hit by a car.
Yeah. Every time Barry keeps moving her out of the way of harm, only to put her in the way of different harm.
Like, yeah. Moves out of the way, and then like she's standing on an open sewer grate. She's like, whoa.
Like moves her away from
Donnie
like a
Darko
speed, speeding car trampled by a horse.
Oh yeah.
Oh dang it.
Yeah.
I like your song.
That is the entertainer.
You lose it a little bit in the part. There's a bit in the middle there that wasn't quite the entertainer, so it was confusing.
Yeah, well, it was a song of my own creation, though.
Yeah, it was. I was like, what's going on there?
I was like, because you could have gone, classic Benny Hill, but no, entertainer.
Benny Hill's played.
Yeah, you're right.
It is. It's a played bit.
It is.
It's not a funny joke.
I know.
It's to do with Benny Hill.
I think the montage should be over. Why don't you get a job by The Offspring?
Oh, no. Isn't it ironic?
Isn't it ironic? Move over to a great world. Don't you think? Yeah. Offspring should do the soundtrack of this movie, though.
Yeah. Do you reckon The Flash will say fuck?
No.
I don't know. Probably not.
DC movies say fuck. I reckon there's gonna be a fuck in this movie.
Yeah, there might be a fuck, but I don't think Flash.
Well, in the montage of the mum death, just fuck, every time.
Fuck!
Nah, just like fuck.
Fuck.
Rain. Fuck.
They can only say it once.
He mouths it.
Can he mouth it? How many times can he mouth
it? How about
it?
It's like it's like fuck, right?
But
it's elongated. It's like split over like
the
many
four
different
mom
scenes.
Deaths. Yeah. Or it's just one long fuck, but intercut.
Isn't it ironic? It's all three.
Yeah. My friend's got a government. He hates that bed.
Isn't it ironic?
Every day. Yeah, that's good.
That's awesome. I think if there's going to be a fuck, Michael Keaton's Batman will say it. I think this movie is going to suck off Michael Keaton's Batman. I mean, we already see that in the trailers, but
I think Ben Affleck says fuck again.
Okay.
You fucked it.
Kid, you fucked it.
I'm fucking Batman. No, I reckon Keaton.
Yeah.
I'm the fucking Batman, bitch.
Yeah.
Perfect. My friends go.
It's like 10,000 spoons. Is it nice? It's like meeting the man of your dreams.
I got one hand in my pocket.
And the other one.
Saving a mom.
Oh, so it's going to be
it's an original. Alanis is on board.
That's exciting.
She's back. Yeah, okay.
She's back. Yeah, Do we think there'll be any other DC characters that we're going to see in this movie?
You read before we started recording, you're like, who the fuck is Thomas Curry?
That's correct. I did read this
thing. That's Arthur Curry, a.k.a. Aquaman's dad.
Oh, yeah, it is too.
Okay.
I forgot that. Yeah, all right. I forgot Aquaman.
So I'm assuming Flash goes wet.
Mm-hmm.
Where fuck Aquaman?
Well,
not born.
This is a whole, there's no metahumans. Mm. So, yeah, I guess there is. But,
So he goes.
I guess there was Atlanteans?
No,
because isn't fucking.
Yeah.
His dad a fella? Just
his dad's
a regular
a fella.
Fella.
But, he just bangs a fish lady, i.e., Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
But then Atlanteans aren't metahumans. So Atlanteans would be real. Well, I'm not saying that Arthur Curry, a.k.a. Aquaman, doesn't exist. He doesn't because there's no metahumans. Mm. But Atlanteans exist.
Maybe. Unless they're like,
but
no.
But so wait again. Wonder Woman. She's not.
No. So in the comics, I don't, have you read Flashpoint?
No. Is it good?
Yeah, it's all right. So in the comics, the
I've read the button. Not the button. Yeah, the button.
I thought you were going to be like, I read the Bible. Best comic
the button?
Of all.
I mean, the nail? What's the button?
The button, for want of the a button is the Flash and Batman crossover where. With the button from Watchmen.
Oh, I see.
Where Batman gets the... He's
gets
like,
that button.
It's actually kind of a cool comic because it's something like... It's reverse Flash on Batman and the fight... It's like... He's got to survive 30 seconds or something before a thing happens. But reverse Flash is reverse Flash. And 30 seconds is like standing in a tornado.
Yeah.
And we've seen what that does to people in the DC
universe. So I remember when they did try and, like, the Watchmen universe was going to come into the DC universe. And we were reading a couple of those.
Now, I think.
And then it went nowhere.
So they did
there was delays?
So they did... So in issue zero of... Is that Rebirth? I think it's Rebirth. Yeah, issue zero of DC Rebirth. Whatever the fucking universe is called where they started.
Yeah, Rebirth. Like, yeah. I think it's Rebirth.
Issue zero is this bumper issue where it introduces the fact that they tease Dr. Manhattan, I think. Oh, no, the button. The Batman is looking at the button in it.
Yeah.
And he's like, this fucking button.
Yeah, it's like something's going on. And they tease that Dr. Manhattan is maybe the reason for the Rebirth.
Yeah, because I think in the previous... Whatever it was, New 52, somebody sees beyond the source wall and they're like, what was beyond the source wall? And they're like, a blue hand or whatever.
Yeah. And
Ducky Manhattan.
And Three Jokers is also teased in this issue zero. And then both of them took like 7 years. And I think Three Jokers actually came out after the universe
rebooted again.
Rebooted again, yeah.
I shouldn't have.
And also, then Dr. Manhattan became Joker Batman.
Excuse me?
So in the Dark Knight thing where the Batman, a bunch of bad Batmans came because Batman touched five metals.
The Dark Metal?
He touched five magic metals and then became a doorway to the dark, whatever, the Nightmare multiverse, the Dark multiverse. So one of the Batman that came through was the Batman who laughs.
Yeah.
Who's Joker Batman.
Yeah.
But then Wonder Woman in the future somehow kills him with, it's like her lasso, but it's a chainsaw. The Chainsaw of Truth, I think it's called. This is in Dark Knight or Batman Dark
Comics
Metal or something. Anyway, but that Joker Batman had a contingency plan where he would have his brain put into a Dr. Manhattan Batman and become Joker Dr. Manhattan Batman. Comics, here's a trick, have never been good. I think he's called the Darkest Knight, maybe, or something like that.
Okay,
some dumb shit. He looks like a silhouette,
that
kind of
is,
and he's all powerful.
Okay,
and then Batman, something something red tornado, something something, I don't know, Lobo's around. Who can fucking say, dude? Yeah.
So, okay, so Doomsday Clock. Wait, huh?
That was very good to launch it with such good confidence and then be wait
instantly blindsided by comic books because what I was
I just got fucking confused as hell.
Yeah,
I know that it wasn't obvious in the audio.
Yeah, so, I didn't tell you're on top
so,
of it.
Doomsday Clock is where the crossover happens and that's where there's a lot of shit going on in there. Then I was like, oh, they made that Rorschach series as well. Before Watchmen Rorschach, which is a prequel, but a series written by Tom Cooten called Rorschach.
Yeah.
That's a sequel to the HBO series.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with DC. Now I'm trying to find out what you were saying.
Batman,
Dr. Manhattan's deceased.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so I've got a picture of the Darkest Night.
Yeah.
And like, he looks like a spooky Batman ghoul.
Because Joker Batman put his brain... It's not worth looking up. Anyway.
So you reckon we can get that?
In Flash.
So the what I was going to say, what feels like 10 million years ago now, is that in Flashpoint, you know, like clearly there's like a big war going on in this movie.
I can't. I got to stop reading.
You got to stop.
I read the word Bat Manhattan and I have to stop. Yes?
So the crux of the original Flashpoint comic.
Do show your face. Put it down.
Put it down.
Put it down.
Get
dude.
Out, dude.
Get out.
I love Watchmen and I'm very scared to see what they've done to my boy.
Just get out. Just get out.
Get out, dude. You don't need that. This is fucking Event Horizon. You're getting Event Horizon right now.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Anyway, in Flashpoint, the Atlanteans and the Themyscirans are at war. And that's what's happening in the future that the Flash, or the alternate dimension that Flash flashes into.
Okay.
And I think there's the implication that Aquaman and Wonder Woman were in love and then they had a falling out and that's led to a war
between two magical
people or whatever. So that's what's happening to them in the comics. But clearly in this, I think they've replaced the Themyscirians and the Atlanteans, which was always, honestly, a weaker part of that story. It wasn't very interesting. With Zod and, I guess, just regular humans.
Yeah, I guess.
So I don't...
It's just Zod, again, because if it's just... That's just decimation, right?
Yeah.
Because at least with, like, Atlanteans versus Themyscira, you're like, well, they're similar power sets, or at least they, you know, there's a fighting chance of who's going to win. This is Zod's going to win.
This is a way smarter decision, because also it's giving the audience something they can be like, oh, yeah, I remember that from the thing. Yeah, that'd be fucked up if Superman wasn't there. It was bad when Superman was there. Superman had to kill Zod. Yeah. He snapped his neck. Oh, God, I hope Flash snaps his neck.
I hope he's like, you know, he keeps on being like, some things are written in stone, like my mom dying. He's like, some things are written in stone, Zod. Like your neck snapping. And Zod's like, that's a crazy thing to hear before I die.
That's a crazy thing to hear as my neck is snapping.
So I reckon they'll probably be, he'll be like, let's try and find Superman to deal with the Zod problem. Can't find Superman. He's like, well, there are other metahumans, so let's seek them out. And probably in this seeking out, maybe it won't even be that. He'll be like, I got to find the Justice League.
Yeah.
And in doing that, he maybe tries. He goes to Arthur Curry, who's just like, fucking a fish woman. Yeah. That would be awesome, but I've never done it.
Yeah.
Because it could just be, instead of going to Batman first, he goes to everyone and he's like, right. He goes to, he sees himself or whatever. And then like, because that Flash knows that Batman exists.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing he must get the information from them.
It's confusing because in the trailer, you see the Flash, both Flash's reactions to meeting Clara.
Yeah.
Clara? Kara. Kara.
Kara?
Kara or Clara?
I thought it was Clara, but I might be wrong.
Supergirl.
Supergirl.
Or is her name Kara?
Kara.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should find
Kara, daughter of Jor-El.
Yeah.
Kara.
Is
Kara? Clara?
Names are tricky.
Names are hard, dude. Maybe then they'll go to another dimension to find Michael Keaton's Batman. I don't know. Because you're right. It does seem like...
Kara.
Kara. Okay. Kara. It does seem like young Flash is shocked, but also...
No. Oh, yeah. Sorry. What I was going to say was when they meet Kara, old Flash is shocked. Young Flash is like, cool. But then... The vice versa happens in when they meet Batman.
Yeah, because I think there was like a fan of like the young, like the they're
of
just like,
course.
Yeah, they know this Batman. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe we're meeting Batman. Oh, I'm fainting.
Yeah,
and Barry Allen in the main universe is a big Batman
superhero.
Fan.
Yeah. And I would imagine that this Batman, being that Michael Keaton is decrepit, probably not been Batmaning, you know, recently or something. So it's like a bit of like, oh my God, it's the Batman. We don't hear about you anymore or something.
Seeing Michael Keaton as Batman reminded me that they tried to make a Batman Beyond with Michael Keaton as the Batman in that, but it would have been set in the now.
Yeah.
So there's Beyond Nothing. And it's just Batman. That's
Batman now.
It's not future. They remove the... Because the other title of Batman Beyond is Batman of the Future.
Yeah.
Just remove that entirely.
Don't worry about it.
Terry Guinness, though?
Yeah, Terry Guinness, yeah. Mm. Weird decision.
Yeah, it didn't make that one work pretty well. It would be awesome to get that type of movie, but you can't do it yet.
No.
And if you do it, you have to set... Just take your current Batman, age them up, and set it in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Huh. Weird.
So is it going to be this... The main villain is going to be Zod.
It'll be Zod and Dark Flash.
And then Dark Flash.
And maybe there will be an overarching... Well, because if they do it, as in like...
Or is the villain Time?
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe it's Flash's mom. You gotta kill your mom, dude.
You gotta kill me. Ice me now.
If I don't fucking eat shit and die, Darkseid.
You reckon now? Because they're not setting anything up. If this movie is...
No, but as in, like, if the universe is, like, kind of, like, it's the end, basically, because of the events of The Flash.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you think this is going to be, like, a crushing of all the multiverses?
No.
Like, a thing to be, like, if you keep fucking up and you keep destroying multiverses, and then it ends with, say, you know, The Flash being, okay, I'm going to be one with the Speed Force, one with the universe, and through that, I'm going to birth all the other multiverses, and be like, pfft.
Yeah.
And that's where the stories begin.
That's a great question. Is this going to... put a full stop on the previous DCEU mm-hmm. so that we can start anew? Or is this going to be like a more like a comma?
Well, we know it's going to have to
stop
be a
new paragraph.
Semicolon.
Yeah, it's going to have to be something that means that certain things can still exist. Because you got to remember, Walla and Peacemaker Season 2 are still coming.
Oh, that's true, that's true.
Aquaman!
Aquaman 2 is still coming, which... Yeah.
Maybe this... No, we've already got Jason Momoa there. It'd be very funny if they go to, like, you know,
Lobo.
The dad, and it's kind of like, who? No, I don't have that, but I got this boy. Yeah, that's how Aquaman 2.
That's... Yeah.
It's, when does Shazam come out?
Aww. Still shocks me that movie hasn't already come out,
Shazam
and I just ignored it.
2. Yeah.
I saw a trailer for it again. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, shit. It comes out in like 2 weeks.
Holy shit.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
The little boy gets to big man.
Yeah. Lucy Liu's in it.
There's a witch or whatever.
Yeah, Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren's in it.
She's like, yeah, it was good when he did a fast.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Furious movie, maybe if I just say yes to another big blockbuster will work out well. Oh,
whoops. Can't win them all.
Picked a bad one.
The Starbucks Pistachio Cream Cold Brew is back. Silky Pistachio Cream Cold Foam tops our bold, smooth cold brew for a delicious twist on a favorite winter flavor. Savor the day. Order ahead on the Starbucks app.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Egg Life believes eating better should taste great, so they created the perfect wrap. Made with egg whites, never flour, Egg Life wraps have 5 grams of protein, less than 1 gram of carbs, and zero compromises. Transform your favorite foods with a simple swap, from tacos and sandwiches to sweet treats. Egg Life wraps have the taste you love and the nutrition you need. So see ya, tortilla, and hello, Egg Life. Find the perfect wrap in the fridge at your local grocer.
Surely then this will end with, like, establishing that. This will somehow end establishing,
yeah,
so these things have stayed canon, these things haven't.
Yeah.
How?
I don't think they won't list what's canon and what's not. It'll just be like...
I'm just trying to think. Like, I think it also might just end with, say, this Barry Allen losing his powers and staying with his mum.
Oh, yeah.
And just being like, I'm going to live a quiet life.
Yeah, mom definitely has to die.
No.
No, because then
give him a happy ending.
No, but it's not a happy ending because then
because mom does he should die.
No, because you can't have a superhero movie where everyone's like, you just have where the main theme of it is like this is a human experience. It doesn't matter how gifted and powerful you are. It's like if they were like, oh, actually, they fucked it with Man of Steel, but it's like, oh, actually, Superman did save Pa Kent.
Yeah,
it's but that's like a pivotal. Mm. Or like, oh, Batman, he went to Crime Alley and he built a brick wall. And then when they went there, they couldn't actually go down to Crime Alley and Joe Chill never shot anyone.
Well, yeah, but that's if you want to continue this Batman.
Yeah.
If you don't want to continue the Flash, or this Flash, it's a good way to leave it. to be like, oh, well,
I think they're going to... You know,
Barry gets everything that Barry wanted.
They're going to keep the door open for Barry.
No, I don't think
I don't think they should, but I think they're definitely going to.
I don't know. I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember how it ends in the original Flashpoint. In my mind, I don't think he saves his mom. I think he's like, I mean, like, that's the whole, you know, crux of the story is he's like, it's like, I'm going to do everything I can to save my mom, you know, regardless of
fucks everything up,
whatever happens. Yeah, yeah. I think it's funny making it Michael Keaton's Batman and not the Batman that you do get in Flashpoint, who is Thomas Wayne, who's going Batman mode.
Well, Michael Keaton never says, I'm Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, but that would be weird. In the original movie.
Yeah, but I mean, it could be weird, but hey.
Like, to get Keaton back to then play his dad and not... That's a strange...
That would be crazy.
Oh, yeah. And what universe is this in? The DCEU.
When I started talking...
Yeah. It's not DCU yet. It's still the DCEU, so anything
is
possible.
He could be Thomas Wayne, and then the...
Well, do you reckon we'd get... what if we do get a Thomas Wayne played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
Oh, my God. I mean...
It's like, why not? Like,
yeah, if you're
going to a fucked timeline, if my prediction of going to a timeline, fucking it, then going to the next timeline and doing everything you can to not fuck it, yeah, have a Thomas Wayne.
Martha Wayne Joker?
Nah.
Nah.
Oh, that's so cool.
I know. I
love Martha Wayne Joker.
Why does Martha Wayne become Joker?
Because his son got killed
in front of
her.
Oh, that's right. I forget the... No.
Why did... Yeah, like, I can understand Thomas Wayne becoming Batman for no reason.
Why would you go Joker about
that? I
will
talk you through my thought process. Okay. I forgot that anyone got killed, and I just thought that Thomas Wayne looked at Gotham and was like, this place is a sack of shit.
Yeah. They lost their boy.
Yeah, they lost their boy. He died by alley violence.
Yeah.
So she went Joker mode, he went Batman
mode. Was he wearing the pearls in this one? Is that what happened?
I don't know. I forget. I like to think they both held their son up. Shoot our boy, not us! Oh, I wish I had said that. That's really funny.
As he's about to shoot the mum and dad, Joe Chill just trips and aims down.
Oh, bang!
Bang! Oh!
No, I did not mean
to
kill your
son. I would not be surprised. Joe's Chill goes up shooting Bruce Wayne.
Isn't that
ironic?
Pearls?
Don't you think? My friend's gone. Yeah, okay.
It's the perfect combination of songs. Yes. So yeah, maybe we'll get those. Do you think if we get Thomas Wayne Batman, we will then end the movie the same way we end The Flash? Mm. This would be insane if we did.
Mm-hmm.
Where Thomas Wayne writes a letter to Bruce Wayne, and then the Flash delivers it to Bruce Wayne in the Batcave, and he reads a letter from his dad and cries.
No, that will not be in this movie.
As like, look, that's kind of nice.
It's touching in the comic, but it would be weird in this movie.
It would be weird in this movie, especially, like,
what if Michael Keaton writes a letter to Ben Affleck?
Potentially, yeah.
Hey, brother.
Hey, I'm a different Batman. Great job.
Yeah.
I can only assume you're doing it right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not using guns or branding people, are you?
Those are two things I hate.
Keaton loves guns.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He kills he just full on kills the Joker. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. He hangs him, I think. It's fucked up.
I think he does too. How brutal is this movie going to be?
I reckon it's going to be like a medium level of brutality.
It will do
and
that.
I just don't think we are. Look, I just started to go back, but I just don't think we are going to get to see a Thomas Wayne, because I really feel if we were, that would already be in the trailers.
Yeah,
I just, feel that would be hidden.
Are they tricking us? Are they being like, look how much shit's in our movie? Because this will be, like, the movie's out in...
I mean,
three months?
I guess. Look, Jeffrey Dean Morgan could have filmed this stuff 10 years ago and forgot about it.
Yeah,
very possibly.
And then there's like, oh, yeah, I guess I was in this.
Oh, that's right.
We were going to film this thing as a bit of a, like, you know, a side whatever for, like, the Snyder thing. But I guess I got the cutting room floor. That's me on the screen.
Whoa.
Do you want me to find out when The Flash started filming?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 2013. It's going to make me, like,
that's when the movie started production.
Oh, wow.
That's when Ezra was originally cast.
Wow, dude. That's so intense.
I think we're going to get probably... It is going to be violent, but nowhere near as violent as The Suicide Squad. And probably that BVS
It'll be like
level.
Man of Steel or BVS
yeah,
level.
Fair
I reckon BVS level.
Oh, okay. So The Flash is greenlit in 2004.
Mm-hmm. Sick. Mm-hmm. Sick.
Tight. That's awesome. That's awesome stuff. I love to hear that.
Does the filming?
It's had a long time to cook.
Yeah, it's been. It's a good soup.
Yeah, it's like putting a steak in a slow cooker. You know, the slower the meat, the sweeter the taste.
Phil, oh my god!
You know, slow cooking for 24 hours, but what if we slow cook for 10 years?
Oh, dude,
we're cooking that delicious stew slow.
Oh, it's slow. That's some slow meat. That's the slowest meat you can get.
Okay,
isn't it ironic that a film about a fast man got real slow to make?
So
that is ironic. No wonder they got Alanis Morissette for the soundtrack.
So originally James Wan's offered Aquaman and Flash. James Wan says, so this is in 2014.
Okay, mm-hmm. So when it's greenlit.
Yeah, James Wan, the new version is greenlit.
Mm-hmm.
James Wan's offered Aquaman or the Flash, picks Aquaman.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then Phil Smart Lord move. And Chris Miller write a storing treatment for the Flash with the possibility of directing it.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
They then pick Solo instead.
So oh, then, poor choice.
So oh,
they
damn.
Then hire Seth Graham Smith,
uh-huh.
who is the author of Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Okay, I thought you were going to say Seth Green for a sec.
Yeah, me too.
But, okay.
So you're just going to let the fact they hired an author who'd never directed direct the Flash.
I was too busy with Seth Green, to be perfectly
also,
honest.
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, a book that by that point surely had like...
aged?
Yeah, like, and fallen out of favor massively.
One. They made a film, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Wow.
He's also the writer of Dark Shadows and Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Did he also do Anna Karina, but she's an android? Android Karina, maybe it was called?
So he's got like one shtick, and they're like, you'll direct The Flash.
Yeah.
But then, oh my god, but his first book's called The Big Book of Porn, A Penetrating Look at the World of Dirty Movies.
Hello!
And then his second book is The Spider-Man Handbook, The Ultimate Training Manual. This hello, guy can hello. Do it all.
What?
What? What?
Huh?
One year apart.
This what?
This man's
2005,
awesome.
He writes Big Book of Porn, A Penetrating Look at the World of Dirty Movies.
Renaissance, man.
2006, he writes The Spider-Man Handbook, The Ultimate Training Manual.
How does this happen?
Then 2007, he writes How to Survive a Zombie Movie, All the Skills to Dodge the Kills.
Who does this man know?
And then 2008, Pardon My President, Fault and Mail Apologies for 8 years. And then Pride and Prejudice and Zombies in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Who's the dad?
Yeah, what's curious. The nepotism levels here?
Yeah, a lot. High? Medium to
personal
high.
Life.
Big surely. Nepo baby, surely.
Yeah.
Big Nepo baby energy.
Come on now.
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, though, did come out at exactly the right time for that book to come out.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Zombie fever was high.
Mm-hmm.
People could kind of be like, oh, none it's of, like I'm reading a classic
none
book.
Of this guy's family have links on Wikipedia.
That's crazy. Something's amiss.
Some strange
something's
going
up,
on.
Yeah. My detectors are going off.
Flags are beeping.
Yeah, I'm beeping red flags.
The horror movie book has an introduction written by Wes Craven, and that's their third book. And the second book, the Spider-Man one, has an introduction by Stan Lee. What happened?
Well, okay, the Spider-Man
big
one...
Big fan of pornos.
Well, the Spider-Man one he could have been contracted on to do, like, it's just like a bit of, you know... Like, you know, like you get the, oh, it's a big book of Star Wars or whatever, and it's just, you know, like, that kind of shit happens all the time. So maybe he just was contracted on to write
like
it.
Like a working
order. He got the writing contract. I don't know how
Stanley about the, writing an intro means nothing.
Yeah. I don't know about the porno one necessarily.
Well, that's his first one. So, like...
Okay, so he writes...
That could have just been, like, I wrote a good book on porno.
Yeah.
Or, like... Here's the research. No one's talking about it. It's interesting time.
Yeah.
That one makes sense. It's just what happened after that.
Yeah, and then...
And then in 4 years, goes from I Love Pornos to Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Well, he writes the zombie survival book. Zombie Fever. Zombie Fever's at an all-time
pitch. Yeah, the survival guide comes out the same year as Zombie Land, I think.
Okay, so everybody's loving zombies. Then how did Pride and Prejudice and Zombies happen? Because... Did he get like the Bronte? What was that?
Bronte sisters.
Yeah.
Estate.
Bronte Estate.
It's a public domain novel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's public domain.
Pride and Prejudice is public domain. Okay. Well, what was the Abraham Lincoln one called?
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. That
and
gets
that,
turned into
that
a movie.
That became a movie too.
And he writes that movie. He also he doesn't start writing movies until 2012. So he publishes Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, the book.
Yeah.
2010, then starts writing movies in 2012. Okay. Presumably started writing them before that, because then he has another book come out. Anyway.
His mother was a literary editor and his stepfather was a rare books dealer.
I don't know what happened here.
That's crazy. I guess he's in the industry then.
He's the director of The Hard Times of R.J. Berger, the TV series.
Okay.
It's a sitcom about... What's the premise?
Do you think you'd be proud of your son if he put out Pride and Prejudice and Zombies?
Ah, the show's central character is R.J. Berger, an unpopular sophomore at the fictional Pinkerton High School in Ohio who is macrophallically endowed. Has a huge dick. That's the plot of the series.
His porno trading has come back.
It has
That's
two
awesome.
Seasons and 24 episodes.
That's awesome.
Guy with a fat hog, the show.
Mm.
Wow. So wait, was he the... How is he related to The Flash again?
He was asked to...
Oh, yeah, right.
Anyway, RJ
stop is... researching. Yep, uh-huh. So he was like, you can direct this. And they were like, nah.
This show is fucked. He gets dacked in a basketball game. Everyone sees he has a huge dick and it changes his life.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, gets tapped to... Enters negotiations to work... To write and direct the film based on Lord and Miller's story treatment. Then leaves the project a year later, citing creative differences. If
I'm out.
That guy is having creative differences,
God,
your movie's
what?
In trouble.
Yeah.
Flash, huge dong.
Huge dong, and the bad guy is zombies.
Spider-Man's there too. We don't have Spider-Man. I have to go.
So Spider-Man, he swings in, he's bit by a lot of zombies, and he dacks the Flash. The Flash... Packing heat, like
Whoa.
You would not believe.
Massive wiener.
Swinging. The zombies stop in awe.
This is the worst treatment we've ever read.
You're fired.
I quit. Yeah, the creative, there's too many creative differences. They didn't understand my vision.
Steps away.
Yeah.
Deborah and Zack Snyder executive produce. Ward and Miller are still involved as producers.
They've come back.
Yeah.
No, they never left. They were producers this whole
not
time.
Not just like, hey, Solo went real bad. Can we come
Whoops.
Back?
I mean, this is before Solo's come out.
My Solo's doing great.
Yeah. So Rick, I'm terrible pronouncing this guy's last name, even though I've had to say it a bunch.
It's okay.
Anyway, the director of The Mandalorian.
Oh,
what else did he direct? He directed something else that was popular.
Okay,
well, he's I don't know, dude.
This guy, that name, Rick
Fumiyawa.
Fumiyawa, yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, so he directed. He came to fame in 2015 because he directed Dope, but I thought he also had a TV series under his belt that was huge.
Okay.
Anyway, he also directs The Mandalorian, but he is then directing The Flash.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Who's currently directing
Grabs.
The Flash? I don't know.
Wait a minute.
I don't know who's directing. It's, I don't know. What year do you think we're at? I'm guessing around 2017 or something.
June 2016.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Not even 2017.
Filming's meant to start in 2016. Iris West gets cast as one of the actresses from Dope. Warner Brothers gives a release date. The release date's 2018. Mm-hmm. Warner Brothers then bumps The Flash.
Oh,
no release date to release Tomb Raider instead.
Wise
Ray
choice.
Fisher announces that they're coming back to reprise their role as Victor Stone / Cyborg.
That didn't happen.
Never happened.
The script is finished. A month later, Gal Gadot is reprising her role.
He should come back.
Not true.
Not true.
Billy Crudup is also there.
He got recast. Yeah. Sorry. He's now Ron Livingston is now that.
Clemens and Crudup both filmed cameo appearances for Justice League after being cast in The Flash.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So they're both in the Justice League.
Movie, yeah. Clemens is the Iris West. She's still there.
Yep. Okay. She still sticks
Ron,
around.
I'm guessing, does this mean that maybe there was
So one
scenes...
part of casting happens in 2016.
Yeah.
And I
so
guess
with
Ezra...
Billy Crudup leaving or getting recast, is it due to either they couldn't get him back for the reshoots and it was easier just to get, say, Ron Livingston just to do it all? Or what happened there?
Billy Crudup couldn't come back. But I'm assuming they haven't started filming at this point. Pre-production begins
in
October.
God.
Never mind then.
Filming meant to start in March 2017.
Okay.
October, by the end of October, pre-production starts in October.
Yeah.
The end of October, Rick leaves the project, because they can't come together creatively.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just has taken too damn long.
Yeah.
This was a director, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He then says that the studio disagreed on the more mature direction of the film that he wanted to take.
Okay.
Film that gets put on hold.
Right.
The studio search for a new director. And Ezra prepared to film Fantastic Beasts: Crimes of Grindelwald.
It's great to, like, when you just see so many, like, bad choices in the last, like, decade,
just
basically.
Just consistent. And you're like,
Jobby Harold gets hired to do a rewrite.
Who?
Jobby?
Jobby Harold.
J-O-B-Y.
We're getting Jobby in. This is a Jobby job.
Get
Jobby
looks like a Jobby. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's Jobby Harold.
It's a Jobby.
Why is his head the same shape as an egg?
I don't know. Anyway, so in January 2017, remember, this is now 2 months before the movie's meant to film, and they don't have Ezra Miller, a script,
or a director.
Jobby Harold is hired to do a page one rewrite of the script.
Yeah.
Handed a draft in by May, where the studio's top choices to direct were Matthew Vaughn, director of Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or Robert Zemeckis, director of Back to the Future.
Okay.
Both expressed interest. Express.
Yeah, and Polar Express. Let's not forget that movie.
They just
clearly, like, this movie will involve time travel. Who's the time travel guy?
I guess, yeah.
Zemeckis, get him in.
Both had expressed interest in the project, but had potential scheduling issues that could prevent them taking it on.
Okay.
Sam Raimi, Mark Webb, and Jordan Peele already turned down offers to direct the film.
Good That's choices. So funny. Ben well Affleck, done, everyone on that in that sentence.
Ben Affleck also turns down a...
Solid choice, Ben. Good work.
You don't need that, Ben.
2017, they announced a new title for the film, Flashpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That changes again, I guess. The script gets worked on by another guy called Dan. He doesn't have a Wikipedia page.
Dan couldn't fix it?
Jobby, you fucked up. Give it to Dan.
Call in Dan.
Fix it up. No, give him my best.
That just feels like they've run out of people to do a script treatment. They just go out Dan, in the street. What's your name?
Dan.
Get in here.
Dan Mizzou contributed to the script during this time. Again, don't
just
know who Dan is.
Contributed to is so vague.
What if we dropped the point and just called it The Flash?
Jeff
Dan,
Johns.
That's why you're the best.
Confirmed in November of 2017, remembering that filming was meant to start in March 2017.
Jeff Jones. Okay.
Jeff Johns confirms in November that the Flashpoint concept would allow the film to tell a unique story about Batman.
Okay. Is this the first time you think in the writing process that Batman's...
That's so funny. Flashpoint, the movie about Flash, yeah? It's going to be great to tell a really interesting story, Batman.
Yeah, it's a Batman movie now.
With the comic book storyline exploring a timeline where Thomas Wayne is Batman, Jeffrey Dean Morgan expresses interest in reprising his role.
Here we go. That was when?
That was November 2017.
Okay, so we've had a few years for that to be filmed.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Jan 2018, filmmaker duo John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein. So there, John Francis Daly is the kid from Freaks and Geeks, but he's grown up now. That duo directed The Vacation reboot, Game Night. Mm-hmm. I think they wrote Spider-Man Homecoming as well.
They're good movies.
The Vacation reboot's not, but that's the only stinker.
Game Night's all right. Yeah.
Game Night's good.
Yeah, it's like good. Good.
Let's find out what they've directed. Vacation, Game Night, and the upcoming Dungeons & Dragons film.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah.
They wrote Horrible Bosses, The Incredible Burt Wonderstone.
Terrible movie.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2.
Great movie.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Great movie.
There were producers on Stuber.
I don't know.
I haven't seen it.
His name's Sue.
Oh, no, probably bad.
It's a comedy version of Collateral.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they enter negotiations to write and direct the film.
Write it, isn't it done?
Yeah, well, apparently not. After the studio chose not to wait for Zemeckis' schedule to be free, Zemeckis was going to do it!
Oh my God, we could have... Fucking hell.
Daly and Goldstein were confirmed as directors in March, and the film's title reverted to The Flash the following month.
Okay.
Filming was expected to begin in Atlanta in February 2019, but unfortunately Miller's commitments to Fantastic Beasts: The Secrets of Dumbledore delayed filming again. They got fucked by Fantastic Beasts twice.
That's so funny.
Flash is aiming for a 2021 release at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In mid-March 2019, Miller revealed to be writing a new script of the film's... A new version of the film's script with comic book writer Grant Morrison.
Okay.
So Ezra Miller and Grant Morrison start rewriting the script for Flash.
I would have hated to be a fly in the wall of that room.
Jesus.
Just them in full
creative fugue. You don't need any part of that. Jesus.
There are certain conversations in history that should be heard by no one. That's one. That's my top one.
Ezra, at this point, if I remember correctly, and this isn't written down, this is going based on my memory. This is also when Ezra... It's when the problems with Ezra Miller start to rear their head of like, oh, okay,
was it Grant
Morrison
that kicked it off?
Well, maybe. It's like, this person is not really dealing with reality properly. Because I remember this is when they start doing posting on Instagram stories.
Is this
a lot.
Grant Morrison's fault?
Maybe.
Grant Morrison is a wizard.
Is he?
Casting a spell on
They're
Ezra.
Fucked up a bit. Like,
Was there
a story of Grant Morrison being like, I'm doing a bunch of shrooms, now I'm writing Batman?
I don't know, maybe.
Possibly.
I live
but
in a castle?
Ezra starts saying that, like, at this point, like, The Flash is the most important movie. It's the linchpin of the entire
movie. Yeah, okay. Grant Morrison, what they've done.
And this rewrite happened because Miller disagreed with the lighthearted approach to the film that Daly and Goldstein were taking, though that was Warner Brothers' preferred direction for it. Because at this point, they're also in panic stations. Because you got to remember, the side note of all of this happening...
Is what's happening
Justice
in the DCEU,
League
yeah.
has just pissed and shit its pants. The new script could be submitted to the studio by the end of the month, and if the studio did not like Miller and Morrison's take, there was potential for the actor to leave the film.
Oh my
Miller's
God.
Holding deal to star in the film was expected to end in May. Okay. So at this point, Ezra Miller has been signed onto the film for so long that the contract's almost expired.
Wow.
Okay. Was Morrison the one that was like, we're going to make DC something we can fuck?
It was either Morrison or the other wizard. The other comic book wizard.
Alan Moore.
No, it wasn't Alan Moore.
It must have been Morrison then. Morrison wanted to fuck the DCUU.
This is also... God, this quote rules. Morrison later said that Miller had not been happy with the prior scripts and approached Morrison with their ideas. Mm-hmm. And the pair were given 2 weeks by Warner Brothers to write a script in Scotland. Morrison described their script as a Flash story. End of quote. Morrison also then denied reports that Miller wanted to have the film have a dark tone and said that their script had... Instead, their script had dark aspects related to the Flashpoint story already.
Okay.
The studio then reject this script, but asked Miller to remain the star of the film. Daly and Goldstein then leave.
You would.
And then, and then Warner Brothers hire Christina Hodson to write a new screenplay for the film after writing their DC film Birds of Prey.
Uh-huh.
It's cool to know where we are in the timeline. Yeah.
Enters negotiations to direct the film with his sister Barbara set to produce.
Okay.
A January 2020 pre-production start is expected.
Okay.
So that's like a hot potato no one wants.
I know, and it's, what I think is so funny is that they're like, we've written a lighthearted script. Volley it to someone else. We've written a dark script. Yuck, volley it back. It's a lighthearted script. Yuck, volley it back.
Has time travel. That's good. We're going to get Zemeckis. He doesn't want to do it now.
Filming commences in 2021 after Ezra Miller finishes filming The Secrets of Dumbledore. Release date of July 1, 2022 is given. Pre-production starts. And then obviously all of this pre-production, I won't go through all of it because again, it's a massive.
Yeah.
But basically, pandemic pushes stuff back to November 4th, 2022.
Oh, I didn't even think
about the pandemic.
Oh my God.
Filming is then set to begin in March 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Then comes out that Saarborg's been written out of the script.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would have just assumed.
Then
oh, my God.
Miller has to leave again to do promotion for Secrets of Dumbledore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crudup confirmed to be returning.
That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Sasha Cale, Cole,
yeah.
Pauly, C-A-double-L-E, discussed as Supergirl. It'd be Sasha Cole, probably.
Yeah, I would imagine Cole.
Crudup drops out because it clashes with The Morning Show.
Okay.
Another great series.
Yeah.
Another good choice.
Ron
so
Livingston.
Many great choices so many, just, by everyone. Is this like the curse of The Flash?
It's what it seems like. It is, but it's just great choice after great
Keaton
choice.
Keaton gets set in the script and...
Then after this, Keaton would have been in Morbius.
Oh my God, right.
Another great choice.
Another awesome choice from Keaton.
Before filming began, Keaton was confirmed to be starring in the film, believing Keaton's decision to join The Flash was due to the script that he had been sent.
Okay. That one was the previous script.
Machete,
Machete
says that Keaton felt honored to play Batman again.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh,
that's nice.
Are we in the present yet?
Cyborg tries to come back again.
Okay. Well, that's fair, because, like, you know... Yeah.
Well, he thought he was in the movie for over...
Well, not just that. It was like,
years.
Oh, so, like, Yoss and all those other fuckos have gone?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, true. Cool. Well, I'll, you know, let me back in.
Let me back in, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Then the release date just moves around a lot. Okay. Nothing else changes. Okay.
Maybe we...
The final writing credits were revealed. Hudson received screenplay credit. Daly, Goldstein, and...
Jobby.
Harold, which is Jobby, received screen story credit, and off-screen credit for additional writing material went to Rebecca Drysdale, a name that hasn't popped up yet, every single director that's been listed, and the Black Adam co-writer.
You said every single director?
Yeah, except for the two people that didn't.
Oh my God.
So every director that started on the project
and left.
So
they grabbed something from everything.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's not going to
be... But then also, Morrison also gets one. Rebecca Drysdale, a name that I haven't said yet.
Does Ezra also get writing credit because they worked with Morrison?
Yes. They were cooped up in a house in Scotland for 2 weeks. The scariest house. I can't even imagine what was happening in there.
No, nothing.
Grant Morrison and Ezra Miller in a tiny house in the middle. I can only imagine somewhere horribly isolated.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't be tiny. Wouldn't be tiny. I think a castle, right? Yes, Morrison has a castle.
I think Morrison does have a castle. Yeah.
I think they do. Yeah, so then Rebecca Drysdale, who is a writer on Key and Peele.
Okay.
So when Jordan passed, Rebecca was like, hey, can I have a pass at that?
I'll have a take.
Well, maybe. I don't know if I skipped over it, but maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Femi Yua. Mm. So.
Look, I know.
Graham Smith, Jeff Johns, Lord Miller, Ezra Miller, Grant Morrison, and DC Black Adam's co-writer, Adam.
Yeah, right.
Why did Adam get a dig in there? What was...
I don't know. He's just pulled in randomly in this
movie. Maybe we should put in Black Adam. Okay. Well, we're not anymore. Can you give me a running quick?
Well, I still suggested that, sir. Put me in.
I know everyone might be maybe sick of movies about movies, but give me a movie about this, please.
Man.
Love of God. I want two movies. I want the movie about the making of Flash, and I want the movie which is about Ezra and Morrison's fun time in a Scottish castle.
I just love, you know, that Morrison and Ezra moment was, they're like, we need to fix this movie, and someone's like, I got a crazy idea.
There was actually controversy about this list.
Yeah.
Because in May of 20... What year are we in? Oh, May 2022.
Yeah.
Deadline Hollywood reported that an unspecified high-profile comic book movie that was releasing in 2023, which had its script recently submitted to the Writers Guild of America, actually had a total of 45 writers involved in the development of the script at various stages.
Wow. Wow.
And then all the Ezra stuff starts happening immediately after this. Film's release date gets changed again. Henry Cavill and Jason Momoa have announced that they're filming a cameo.
Incredible.
Then a Gal Gadot cameo and Henry Cavill cameo are cut.
Okay. Okay. Can you comprehend?
And then this trailer comes out.
Can you comprehend the relief people will feel when this movie is done?
Can you imagine just like
this what have I got to look forward to?
The poor like VFX artists who are just like, please, I'm so done.
I'm so tired. Imagine they're like, we're getting Henry Cavill in. You're doing a Superman scene. You do the whole Superman scene. They're like, we're cutting the Superman scene.
Okay.
Script's changed.
That was a few weeks of my life. Yep. Yeah. We're cutting it. No worries.
Yeah, we're putting in Dark Flash.
Okay, sure.
But Dark Flash, you got to make Dark Flash smiling because it's a light film now.
Okay, sure.
You know all that blood we had your VFX in? Get rid of it.
We're going for mature-ish again.
That's
so
a little bit more
back.
Blood back. That's okay. How it works.
Yeah. If you could just like undo but half. Great.
Yeah, perfect.
So yeah, also the director is the guy who did It. The recent It's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you reckon there'll be a clown in this movie?
Pennywise cameo?
Yeah.
At the end, they somehow manage to turn every cinema screen into a mirror and say, the joke is you.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
45 writers on one script.
Well, I looked at to see if what Jeffrey Dean Morgan was going to do in IMDb, and guess what, boys?
Yeah.
He is going to appear in the next season of Amazon Originals, Da Boys.
Whoa!
One episode so far.
That's amazing.
But well, nothing about him appearing in this Flash.
In this
movie. So I don't think he's going to appear, which is a bit of a... It would have been interesting if they did a Batman bad, but yeah. I guess not.
It's so funny.
I reckon we might, though. We might get a letter from Keaton Batman
yes, I think that's
to
possible.
Ben Affleck Batman.
Even though that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no. But what can we force? What were they trying to resolve? What does Ben Affleck's Batman, what does Batfleck need that Keat Fleck has?
Maybe he'll be like, sorry about the Robins.
Yeah.
I don't have a Robin.
Yeah.
It's no big deal to me, but I don't know. I can't.
I reckon they could force like a little, like make it a little bit meaningful and make it kind of emotional, but like really when you pull back, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, well,
I don't know. Michael Keaton, I mean, Batfleck is just so nothing as a, you know, he's got no emotional arc. He fought Superman that one time. Yeah.
It is crazy. I know that obviously we've seen the trailer now.
Yeah.
But it is crazy reading all of that and now knowing I've seen the trailer.
Well, I was thinking the same. What I was thinking is the trailer, like, it looked like a movie, right?
Yeah.
And we were all shocked. We talked about this at the top of the episode. But knowing what we know about how the
movie
was made.
There was like seven or eight
There's
directors.
No way this movie will be a movie.
No. Well, because...
Unless this might be the first time in history that a movie made by committee ends up being what people want.
Yeah.
Maybe by containing the DCU just enough.
Yeah.
Just being like, no, it's got to be within these. It's just going to fit into this.
They'll achieve perfection.
Well, because if they filmed a lot through, I guess, a lot of various times they were filming a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because filming officially didn't start till 2021.
Okay.
But they did pre-production like seven different times, so I don't know.
So, because I'm thinking, like, surely they would have had filmed, like, not printable photography, but, like, a bunch of, like, little bits here and there.
Yeah.
And maybe some quick, like, VFX mock-ups, maybe, to be like, are we going to...
You know who wasn't mentioned at any point during that? Michael Shannon. So when was that an idea?
Yeah, that's true. Whose script...
Hey,
yeah.
What we've seen from... In the trailer.
Mm.
Was that new footage of Michael Shannon?
Whoa! Yeah, I think it is.
I just put that
out. I don't remember
just,
him in a plane.
Just curious, is this deleted scenes from Man of Steel?
Oh, fuck,
Are they compositing this? Look, I don't know.
I just can't.
At this point,
When the credits roll on this, I still won't believe that I've seen The Flash.
Yeah.
I won't believe I've seen the movie.
No.
I can't. It's so deep. It's like an iceberg, you know?
It's crazy that this, like, the announcement in 2017 of like, hey, this is going to be a great Batman movie.
Yeah.
Called The Flash. Or at this point, maybe Flashpoint.
Flashpoint, yeah.
But now it looks like it could also be a good Superman movie.
Yeah. I know. Like what?
Also, we're going to get Batman, Superman, and The Flash.
Yeah.
Which is pretty close to Justice League.
Yeah. Yeah.
This, are you imagining this starts another Justice League?
Is this Supergirl going to be then the Supergirl going forward?
I would say so, unless they are poorly received. If this film does bad, no.
Because the Supergirl movie is coming.
Yeah.
Right?
But I don't think they've...
So,
they haven't cast much? Again, this is like... And I'm glad that this film hopefully isn't really going to try and sell us on the next film, which is like a problem a lot of Marvel films
have. Yeah, that'd be nice.
And it's sort of nice to have that, like, not be like, okay, this is what's coming next. Here's like a platter. So it's nice to be a self-contained thing. But at the same time, they are launching a universe next.
Yeah.
And this is kind of, well, no, they're not, because they're still dipping their toe in Aquaman. Poor James Gunn.
Oh, my God, dude. Imagine.
I have a headache thinking about this.
You would hate superheroes so much if you were at any part of the production in either universe, really.
Yeah.
You would think of the people who watch these movies as slobbering morons. I know I would.
Yeah, you'd have so much anger.
Oh, dude.
Good luck, everyone involved in this production.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be hopefully a straightforward, straightforward film with a very basic premise of like, save my mom. I don't care. I'm going to save the mom. I'm going to maybe make a bunch of like, you know, universes burn that so my mom stays alive.
Yeah. Well,
and I think that's the driving force. Then it's going to be like, the only one that has the mom, which is going to be one with no metahumans. Mm-hmm. And then, unfortunately, that's going to get fucked up with Zod.
Do you think that? Yeah. They're going to bring Affleck into the universe where they fight Zod. Then they can leave Affleck there, so they don't need to worry about
No.
Because then you have Affleck and Keaton in the same universe.
Yeah, but...
Weird.
You also get the No Way Home moment of two Batmans fighting a thing.
Yeah.
Two Batman. And I think, wasn't there a sneaky third Batman?
No. The Batman on the bike
No, different Batman.
George Clooney Batman.
Because right. I thought I saw like the blue and gray.
The blue and gray is Affleck wearing a different suit for some reason.
Okay.
So Affleck has a blue suit, but there is in the trailer... I'm not clever enough to spot it.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a scene where it kind of looks like there could be a third Batman.
So I reckon we might get another Batman.
Yeah.
If not, I reckon maybe even more.
Clooney is rumored currently to pop up in it, but has said no. But lying.
Yeah.
Also, George Clooney is the biggest prankster in the world.
Yeah.
He he's got a story where he made his friend take his cat.
He shat in his friend's cat's litter box and was like, I don't know why your cat's shitting so big, dude. No,
it was cleaning the cat's litter without telling the guy that owned the
house
for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy was like, my cat must be really...
Really constipated.
Really constipated and sick. Took it to the vet. The vet's like, your cat's fine, dude. But I guess give it this laxative. Then George Clooney took a shit in the litter tray and was like, oh, there it is.
That is an awesome prank.
And his cat basically like had major diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a double whammy.
Yeah.
He also put on the set of Roseanne.
Yeah. Which is George Richard Kind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, because George Clooney's in... I forgot. Richard Kind's got the best
Richard
head.
Kind rolls, yeah.
His name's Kind, yet when I look at him, he makes me feel kind.
Yeah.
George Clooney also put a photo of his dick and balls on the fridge on the set of Roseanne, but wearing Groucho Marx glasses.
He could be in this movie. let's do swings for the fences.
Well, I was going to say, before we do the swings to the fences, maybe we should just, like, because obviously the big surprise of this film is how is it going to end?
Yeah.
Mm.
So, Zamet, you said earlier in the episode you think it's going to end with Mom saved.
I think it's
going to
be...
Barry stays in that universe, which isn't the DC universe.
I think either one of...
With his younger self.
I think maybe a couple different ways, right?
Yeah.
One, Barry dies to save his mom.
Yeah.
And then the other, Barry lives with his mom. Or it's like Barry sacrificed to save that world or that universe and become like that, you know, larger than life cosmic entity that is like looking after the cosmos, the reality, basically. Like now the protector of the multiverse
versus Barry Allen
kind of thing. Yeah. And it's just like it's become, a big CGI monstrosity that is just like, okay, there's just looks kind of humanoid but with stars and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like Entity in the comics, like the Marvel Entity, that kind of stuff. That potentially, so it just becomes removed enough from the story that you no longer have to film them.
Yeah, fair.
I think that might be, and like it's kind of like protecting that pocket universe and that nothing is set in stone.
Yeah.
And then that's basically it. And it's like, it's like Barry Allen tried to, attempted to save his mum and he did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like something very sweet.
Wraps it up.
Very much wraps it up. Doesn't need to be anything with, Batman continues to be Batman, whatever. Once Barry leaves the previous universe, goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. Never see him again.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye that universe.
Mm. This is both my ending of the film and also it's going to be an insane swing for the fence.
I'm excited.
It's one that I can see happening.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the course of the film, Mom still dies.
Mm-hmm.
The younger Flash that we see isn't the one that becomes Dark Flash.
Mm.
The Ezra...
That we're following?
That we're following becomes slowly corrupted...
Yeah.
...by their failings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Becomes Dark Flash, just like through either corruption or in a similar comic book where it's like, I can't
save
everyone.
You know, it's like... It
the Speed Force
like,
fucks
or
the mum.
We see the mum die at maybe once for for us it's the first time.
Yeah.
And that's when that Barry that we've been following, he snaps.
Yeah.
And it's like, what happened? It's like, I can't do this again. I've done this so many times.
Keaton and new Barry team up, kill old Flash. That universe, so Flash from the main timeline dead.
Yeah.
The timeline we're in is not our universe, so it doesn't matter. The end.
Oh, yeah. So, bad Flash, ultimate bad guy of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe gets corrupted by Zod. Zod promises him something.
I think we will get a bad ending with all the Zod stuff.
Yeah.
I think it'll be like, we can't fix it. Barry will have to do... I don't really know what the context is, but there'll be a scene where he's going... a bomber big boy blast through the speed force.
Like what happens in the Snyder Cut.
Yeah, he's just going so fast. But so fast, it's not even like stuff's reversing. It's like he's in an ultra-dimensional space or whatever, because it's just what happens in Flashpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And
Oh, yeah, this is easier for you because you've read it. I forgot.
No, sorry, this doesn't happen in Flashpoint. If it ends like Flashpoint, it ends with Michael Keaton giving Batman a letter. but he's just in a lot of Flash comics. He goes into the Speed Force, and it's just like a red, nothingy, you know, sort of space. I think it could end with Barry Allen entering just a brand new dimension, and that being where DC comics, DC movies is set from now on.
Okay.
I think it could end with him full on, like.
So you think it's going to be a full reboot?
Yeah, I think.
But not even a rip, just a bridge.
Yeah, just a bridge. I think it's going to be a full bridge. Huh. I think the movie's going to be a full bridge, and I wouldn't be surprised if this movie had some, I guess fourth wall breaking as well. Because sometimes that's the thing that happens to Flash if he goes too fast.
He busts
out of the comic book panels or whatever.
Yeah.
I think there could be some shit like that in the movie, too.
If they have left a scene in the current state of things where Ezra Miller directly addresses the audience and breaks the fourth wall, that is the boldest decision by any director ever.
I think Barry Allen could go so fast he ends up in like, it's like red around him and then the red starts to dissipate and he's just standing in like a white negative space.
Hey, I'm in the movie!
That's right! I've been in the movies the whole time!
I'm back on board. That's how they become Dark Flash. None of this matters!
Yeah, it's
meaningless. I'm having the same realization that Deadpool has in a comic book you've all read.
Yeah.
I'm Dark Flash now!
Yeah.
I don't want to punch Good Flash in the back of the head!
Okay. Could it be...
Coward punching the Flash is sick.
Alright. Yeah. I'm liking your idea, JD, where it is the dark... Like the... Dark Flash is the good Flash you've been following.
Is Al Ezra. Yeah, that was an awesome sentence.
The Dark Flash is the good Flash that we've been following. Yeah. But I think I reckon we're going to see maybe the Dark Flash earlier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's just going to be like a loop in and
here?
Like a loop in and itself kind of thing.
Mm.
Whoa!
Yeah, because I mean, yeah, it's going to
be two Flashes fight the Dark Flash, and then as the movie progresses, somehow you realize the Dark Flash is Al Flash. Yeah.
And then, yeah, you're like, oh, God.
If
we realize that, will it be like a how can we save this Flash?
How can we save
unless
this
Barry
Flash
then sacrifices themselves to stop them from becoming Dark Flash?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Flash might die.
They could even do a thing where Dark Flash is like their version of Reverse Flash, and they're like, I killed my mom because my mom has to die to save the world or whatever. You know.
Yeah.
Get real convoluted.
It could be a thing where it's like, mom has to die.
Yeah.
And then it's like the Flash that's been like, I got to save mom, and every multiverse being like, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, now I got to kill mom. And then that universe Flash being like, no,
I'm going
to stop you there.
I'm excited for the scene where he electrocutes himself to give him powers.
Mm.
That's a good scene in Flashpoint because he does it once and it doesn't work.
That'll
and
probably
he does it at Batman's mansion and he's like, Batman, I know there's no superheroes, but you got to electrocute the shit out of me with lightning. And Batman's like, what? And he's like, you got to do it so I can go really fast. And then Batman's like, okay. And then he goes out there, he sits in like an electric chair, and he gets electrocuted and he nearly dies. And Batman's like, are you sure?
Did this work?
Yeah, he's like, one more time.
Whoa, are we going to see Flash's origin in this? Because how the fuck did Flash get Flash powers?
Oh, yeah, true.
I don't think we've seen that
yet. No, we haven't.
No, I don't think we're going to get that.
No, I don't
Well, we're going to have to because we're going to have to get the origin. Like, we won't see it from... Al Flash. I'm going to keep saying Al Flash the actual mainline continuity. We won't get it for that, but I think we'll have to get them to reattempt it, or at least an explanation of what happened.
Yeah, if they do reattempt it,
it'll just be like, whatever, we got struck by lightning, it's fine. Just keep
Mom died, and I went outside upset, and lightning struck me.
Lightning makes you fast, I don't know.
Whatever, just stand here.
Just let me electrocute this guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I cannot wait. Most anticipated film of 2023.
Same.
Me too.
Swings for the Fences?
I've run out because I said all of mine.
Yeah, you did. You did. Well, I think your Swings for the Fences ain't that much of a swing. Because I'm like, that sounds plausible.
Yeah.
I think this movie is going to have absolutely no bearing on anything. I think we're going to watch it and be like, well, that
didn't actually reset anything.
Didn't reset anything and connects to a universe that is not happening.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I think that's my big chance. I think that's my swing. Yeah. We watch this and we're like, oh, yeah, I get what they were going to do, but it's not happening now.
Oh, kind of like the ending of Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Where Iron Man and Captain America are fighting and they soft resolve it, even though we knew that the next movie was going to be Civil War.
Mm. Yeah. It'd be exactly that. Where you're like, okay. this sets up.
Literally, you didn't fix anything. Yeah. You didn't like finish this. This wasn't like a period. This wasn't even a lip. This was like half a sentence.
Yeah.
Or it's like the multiverse is closed. And it's like, well, that's sorted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we just know the multiverses exist. So the other stuff can happen.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay. People be caught.
Yeah. I think swing for the fence. The way they defeat Zod is by the Flash giving Zod Flash powers, and it burns him out, and then they become like no metahumans.
Oh, I see.
He's just like, all right, I'm a live with. Hey, Mum, guess what? You got two sons.
Boy Zod. He's a grown man.
Okay, okay. You got three sons, two Barrys, and a little boy Zod.
My three boys.
Barry, and Zod.
Oh, I love my three sons so much. Little Zod Allen.
My twin boys, both called Barry. Barry Allen, Zod Allen.
Wow.
I love my family.
I love my boys so much.
I'll give them each a quick smooch on the forehead.
Need a stepladder for this Zod one. He's big.
He's a tall little boy. That's all right. Because sons were off to see dad in prison.
Yeah. Wow.
Dad won't be in prison because dad's in prison for killing mom, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I don't know the origin. I'm not really sure what happened.
No, yeah, because isn't that Barry Allen's trying to do in the background of every movie is to get his dad out of jail.
Learn lore to get his dad out of jail.
Yeah.
I'm going to rewatch these movies and it's going to make me sick.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Is this going to be connected to Snyder Cut or is this going to be connected to the Justice League that got released?
None.
Neither.
No. Yeah, because none of them really fit, so it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just a different Batman as played by Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is exciting stuff.
It's awesome, dude.
Anyway.
It's awesome.
Hope you're as excited as us, and we'll see you at the movies in, I think, June 1st or something, when the Flash comes out.
Hell, that's soon!
Wow.
And on that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joe.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we have been the BS... Well, we... we, I hear you ask. Well, we've been the BS boys.
Who have we been?
the BS boys.
Whoa.
Damn.
Flashpoint.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes. Ooh, ooh, da-da-da.